Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. Regarding the concept of prophethood, the misconception I would like to attempt to remove today relates to this notion which is found in some people that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a messenger and a prophet to the jinn as well. So like he was sent to the human beings, people believe that he was a messenger to the jinn as well. And this misconception has primarily arisen because of a verse in Surah Ahqaf. Now, we know that in Surah Ahqaf, there is this incident mentioned as per which the Almighty sent a group of jinn to listen to the recital of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam once when he was reading the Quran. And when the jinn kind and the group of jinn which were present there, they listened and they heard the Quran, and they immediately professed faith in it, and they were so excited and they were so happy to hear such a recital that they went to their own people and said, "Ajibu da'iyallahi wa aminu bihi," which is of course the cause of the whole misconception. The translation of these words is that they said to their people that respond to the call of this caller of God and aminu bihi, and profess faith in him. So on the basis of these words, it is construed that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was someone who was sent to the jinn as well, because these jinn, when they returned to their own people, they had invited them to profess faith in the call of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, first of all, it needs to be understood that as far as jinn kind is concerned and as far as mankind is concerned, there is one place in the Quran where the Almighty has made it explicitly clear that the rasools or the messengers which are sent to each of these two categories of creation belong to their own category. So the words of the Quran are, "Ya ma'ashara al-jinni wal-ins alam ya'tikum rusulum minkum yaqussuna alaykum ayati," which mean that, "O group of men and jinn, have not messengers come to you from among yourselves?" Which in other words mean that to the jinn, the messengers were sent were jinn themselves, and to human beings, the messengers who were sent were human beings. So the jinn kind was of course the addressees of messengers which belong to their own category, which belong to their own species. So we can explicitly say on the basis of this Quranic directive that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being someone who is a human being, he could not have been sent to them. This is of course obviously understood as well. We know that a prophet or a messenger has to be an exemplar to his own community, and he can only be an exemplar if he belongs to them. We know that humankind has been created primarily from clay, whereas jinnkind has been created from fire as per the Quran. So, of course, someone who belongs to the humankind cannot become an exemplar, an example to jinnkind because of obvious reasons. And we also know that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam never presented his message, never took the initiative and spent time among the messengers, amongst the jinnkind, the way he did amongst human beings. So, of course, this cannot be accepted. Now, as far as the verse is concerned, which is the cause of misconception, we have to analyze the verse in the light of its context. And in the light of its context, the verse is absolutely clear that it says that primarily the verse which is immediately preceding it says that Yahdi ila tariqi mustaqim, which means that primarily what the jinn kind when they went away and they met their people and when they invited them to profess faith, primarily it was to profess faith in ila tariqi mustaqim, in the straight path or the path of tawheed. Or in other words, they had invited their own genre or their own category of jinn to profess faith in the call of tawheed which Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving vis-a-vis the Quran. So this verse of course cannot be made a basis or the grounds on the fact that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also sent to the jinn kind. As I said, this verse has a particular context, and it is like saying that Muhammad, whenever we hear the call of the prophets, or whenever we hear some call which is primarily based on tawheed, then this is something which is common to both jinn kind and mankind. Professing faith in tawheed is something which is common to jinn kind and mankind, and this is what the jinn said when they returned to their community. They did not tell them to profess faith in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam the way faith is professed, by virtue of which, of course, we need to follow certain directives as well. And because of this, we know that the Sharia or the divine law has always been different in different periods of time for different communities. However, as far as beliefs are concerned, like the belief of Tawheed, they are common to not only all humankind, but also common between humans and the jinn kind as well. So therefore, this whole verse primarily is telling us that the jinn, when they returned to their own community, they had asked them to profess faith in this call of Tawheed, which we know is something which is common between jinn kind and mankind. And on the basis of this verse, it cannot be construed that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent as a specific messenger to the jinn kind as well. And I have already elaborated the reasons before that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to humankind alone. And as far as the jinn are concerned, the Quran is very clear that the messengers and rasuls or the prophets which were sent to the jinn kind belong to their own species. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.